Good afternoon, Employment Standards.
Hello, I'm a new employer. I would like some information about leaves. Am I phoning the right place?
Yes, you are.
Could you explain the different types of leaves to me, please?
Yes, I can. There are 10 different leaves available to employees. There is maternity leave, parental leave, family leave, compassionate care leave, bereavement leave, reservist leave, leave for organ donation, leave for citizenship ceremony, leave related to the death or disappearance of a child, and leave related to the critical illness of a child.
Okay, can you explain to me the purpose of each leave?
Of course I can. I'll start with maternity leave. Maternity leave allows for pregnant women to take some time off work so they can rest and take it easy while they're pregnant, and for recovery after giving birth.
So only for the woman?
That's right.
Okay, what about parental leave and family leave?
The parental leave is for both the mother and the father to take care of the newborn baby or a newly adopted child. New mothers that wish to take both leaves must take their maternity leave and parental leave one right after the other. The family leave lets an employee take some time off if they're sick or if they have a family responsibility.
So if my employee has to attend a parent-teacher conference at their child's school, for example, they can use a family leave day.
That's right. Employees may use the family leave even if they are not sick, but they have to, for example, take their child to the doctor or, like you said, a parent-teacher conference at school. The bereavement leave can be taken if an employee's family member passes away, and they can take some time off to prepare for the funeral and to grieve. The reservist leave can be taken by an employee who is a member of the reserves and is required to be away from work for the purpose of active duty or training in the reserves. The compassionate care leave is for an employee to take care of a family member that's very, very sick and has a good chance of dying within the next 26 weeks.
Okay, now how about the leave for organ donation and the leave for citizenship ceremony?
The leave for organ donation can be taken by an employee who needs time off for surgery and to recover from surgery after donating an organ or tissue to another person. The leave for a citizenship ceremony lets an employee take up to 4 hours of leave to attend a citizenship ceremony to receive a certificate of citizenship. The last two leaves are for parents if their child unfortunately has disappeared or has died due to a crime, or if their child is critically ill.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this straight. Maternity for the woman.
Right.
Parental for the man and the woman for taking care of the baby.
That's right.
Family leave is for an employee's sick child or some other kind of appointment, family related.
That's right.
Compassionate care is to take care of a family member who is really, really sick, maybe about to die.
That's right.
Bereavement leave is for a funeral and reservist leave for serving in the army. Leave for organ donation is for someone who is donating an organ or tissue. And the citizenship ceremony leave is for someone to take time off and get their citizenship certificate. Leave for death or disappearance of a child. For the parents, if their child goes missing or murdered. And if their child is critically ill, there's the leave related to the critical illness of a child.
That's right.
Okay, I'm also wondering, what's the length of time for each leave?
Okay, for maternity leave, it's 17 weeks. The parental leave is 37 weeks. The compassionate care leave is a maximum of 8 weeks. The bereavement leave is a maximum of 3 days. And the family leave is a maximum of 3 days per year. The reservist leave is for as long as they are serving in the Army. Leave for organ donation is 13 weeks, and the leave for citizenship ceremony is up to a maximum of 4 hours. Leave for death or disappearance of a child is 104 weeks long for parents of a child who has died, and 52 weeks for parents whose child is missing. Leave related to critical illness of a child is 37 weeks long.
Now, if I forget all these details, are they on the website?
Oh, certainly. Yes, they are.
Yeah, because I might need to double check some of them later on.
Oh, we do all the time as well.
Okay, good. Now, let me see. I've asked you to explain the leaves, and now I know how long they are, but I don't know how long the employees have to work for me before they're qualified to take those leaves.
For the maternity, parental, and reservist leave, an employee has to work for you for at least 7 months before they qualify to take the leave.
Mm-hmm.
for the family compassionate care, bereavement, organ donation, and citizenship ceremony leaves, leave related to the death or disappearance of a child or related to the critical illness of a child, the employee must have worked for you for at least 30 days to qualify to take those leaves.
So if my employee has been with me less than 30 days, they really are not qualified for any leaves.
Right, they don't qualify for it. Even less than 7 months, they don't qualify for the maternity, parental, or reservist leaves.
Okay, and are these leaves paid or unpaid?
You don't have to pay them, but your employees may want to contact employment insurance with the federal government, as they may be able to pay them while they are on leave.
Oh, and I forgot. I had a question a while back. Who are considered family members? If you say a family leave is to take care of a family member, how do you define family member?
It's a very, very big definition. It can include your mother, father, brother, sister, cousins, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, stepchildren, and anyone you might consider family, even if they are not related to you.
How about the cat?
The cat? No, that's going too far.
Okay. Yeah, and you said there were employment programs to pay the employees.
Yes, by the federal government of Canada, employment insurance.
Okay, I think those are all my questions. Can I contact you if I need to know anything else?
Anytime. Give us a call.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.